Welcome to Mishnah Yomi for Erev Shabbos Bamidbar. This is Rabbi Kovacs. We are on the final day of Sota. We are in Chapter 9 of Sota, Mishnah 14. We've been going through some unfortunate historical events and some signs of the decline of the spiritual level and the fortunes of Am Yisrael in the times of the leading up to the destruction of the temple. And we get right into the Bepulmos Shel Aspanianus, during the siege of Aspanianus, that's Vespasian, the famous Roman emperor, Gazru al Atrot Chatanim. They made a gezerah, an edict against the crowns of the chatan, of the grooms. They used to wear some fancy wreath to the wedding, maybe something like the Roman wreath. Maybe the Romans were copying that when they have their famous wreaths on their famous figures. Vala Erus, and they also made a gezerah on the Erus, which is a fancy drum they used to play at the weddings. As we mentioned yesterday, they sort of diminished the joy of music towards the end of the temple era, because really the most joyful music is that in the Holy Temple. Next, Bepomul Shel Titus, when Titus laid siege to Yerushalayim. Now what actually happened was Vespasian left. There's a famous story, it's brought in the Gemara in Gittin, page 56b, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is the same Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who ended the practice of Sota, as we explained earlier in this same chapter, he was smuggled out of Yerushalayim, which was under siege. No one was coming in and out. He was smuggled out in a coffin. They pretended he was dead. He met Vespasian face to face, and he was able to secure some concessions from Vespasian, and he also told him, you're going to be appointed Caesar. And at that time, Vespasian was a great general, but not Caesar. And Vespasian was very skeptical, and all of a sudden a messenger came and said, yes, you've been elected to be the next Caesar, elected by the Senate. So when Vespasian went back to Rome, they sent Titus to, God forbid, finish off the job of Yerushalayim. So at that point, Gazru al-Tarut Kalot, they banned the brides wearing crowns. They used to put golden crowns on the kala, on the bride. V'shalo yilamed adam et beno yavanit, and that a man should not teach his son Greek. Now the Gemara in Sota, Daf 49, explains it's not necessarily the Greek language. The Greek language is called beautiful by our sages, but it's sort of the Greek way of chochmat yavanit, is sort of the way of communicating with riddles and hints and gestures. They had sort of a language of riddles that the Greek people would use to make hints. And unfortunately, it was used a little earlier in Jewish history. There was a civil war. It was actually between two of the Hashmonaim, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. And one was inside Yerushalayim, and one was outside, and there was a siege. It was a civil war. It was Jew on Jew. And one of the men, what they would do is they would lower money in a basket from inside and then get animals, get the carbon tomids, two shepselas, two sheep to bring as the carbonate in the temple every day. And someone on the inside knew Greek wisdom and was able to hint to the people outside that as long as they kept bringing carbonate in the temple, they would never be able to successfully invade Yerushalayim. Now, that was a couple hundred years before Titus, so it sounds like the original ban was at that time, but people were still teaching some level of Greek riddles and Chochma Yevanit and being able to communicate with non-Jewish forces. So they really banned it altogether at that time. They didn't want any Jews communicating and having lines of communication with Titus's forces. Finally, Bepomil Sa'achron, during the last siege, and this is once Titus had breached Yerushalayim and was working on getting inside the temple, Gazru Shelo Tetzei Kola Ba'Piryon B'Tochir. They said a kala should not go out in a canopy inside the city. Rabotenu hitiru, but other rabbis said she should. Shetetzei a kala bepiryon betochir. They said she should go out in a canopy because the canopy actually affords some modesty that people aren't all staring at the kala. Now it's worth noting that even when Yerushalayim was under siege, and people were in incredible famine, incredible hardship and suffering, they were still getting married. And this is one of the amazing elements, central elements of the Jewish people, is even when we're suffering, we're trying to rebuild, we're trying to celebrate what aspects of life we can. A couple months ago, I saw an interview, a video, an Israeli man, his son was murdered by Hamas, and he was in the jewelry business, and he started donating rings to any chayal, any soldier, any Jewish soldier who wanted to get married. He would give them a free wedding ring on the house. He says, as long as you're going to get married, here's a ring. And hundreds of couples were able to get married because of this man and his celebration of life and rebuilding in the midst of the war and his own personal loss. Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael always bounces back. Let's turn to the final Mishnah in Sota. Mishamet Rebbe Meir, Botlu Moshle Moshlim. When Rebbe Meir passed away, the sages who would use parables, would use a moshel, they also ceased. He was sort of the expert, the master of that, and he was able to use parables to explain very complex Torah ideas in a simple way. Mishamet ben Azai, when ben Azai passed away, batul ha-shakdanim, those who were shakdan, ashon shkedia, they were very diligent, alacritous, they were really into their study, he was the last of those. Famously, some say he never got married because he was too involved in Torah, some say he might have married Rabbi Akiva's daughter, and then said, listen, I can't take care of her, nafshi choshko b'torah, I can't do anything except learn Torah. Mishnah goes on, Mishamet ben Zoma, batul ha-darshanim, when ben Zoma passed away, those expert darshanim, who could be dorish, significant laws from the Psukim, he was the last of those. Now the Bar Nura brings the famous Gemara, and it's also in the Pesach Haggadah, but it's actually a Mishnah and a Gemara in the first in Brachot chapter 1, Mishnah 5, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't have a drasha that you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every single night, but then Ben Zoma came up with a drasha. So Ben Zoma was the clutch man for a drashot. Mishamet Rabbi Yeshua, the famous Rabbi Yeshua, Paska Tovim in Olam. Goodness left the world. The Gemara says he was an expert at refuting the ideas and accusations of the pagans, the non-Jews. Mishamet Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Ba Govai V'Rabu Tzarot. When he passed away, the locusts came, and there were many misfortunes. Mishamet Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Paska Osher Min the Chachamim. When he passed away, a lot of wealth. They didn't have any sages who were fantastically rich anymore. He was famously had 12,000 calves every year, just as his miser behema, meaning his flocks had 120,000 animals born every year. Mishamet Rabbi Akiva, batul kavod haTorah. Rabbi Akiva passed with it the honor of the Torah, the glory to the Torah. Now, Rabbi Akiva had a drusha for every crown, every tag on the letters of the Torah. Mishamet Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Botlu Anshe Maisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was known as the last of the men of Maisim, of miracles. The Bar Nura brings a Maisa, brought in the Gemara in Tainus, Daf 25, that the goats of Rabbi Chanina were accused of eating from other fields. And he says, if they did, then the wolves should eat them. And instead, the goats brought back wolves impaled on their horns. So the goats were actually innocent. And another Maisa where his daughter was very upset that she had poured vinegar into the Shabbos lamp instead of oil. And he says, my daughter, so the one who makes oil burn can make the vinegar burn. And so they burned the entire Shabbos, the vinegar instead of the oil. Mishamet Rabbi Yossi, Kantusa, Pasku Hasidim. He was the last of the famous Hasidim. Lama nikra shmo Kantusa. Why is he called Kantuta? Or Katnuta, sorry. Shahaya Katnutan Shal Hasidim. He was the lowest or the least of the Hasidim of that generation. Mishmet Rabbi Yochanan ben Zokai, Batul Ziva Chochma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zokai, when he was gone, the splendor of wisdom was gone. He was a master of all subjects. He was respected not just by Jewish students, but even by Vespasian and Romans, as we saw. Mishmet Rabbi Gamliel Zokin, when Rabbi Gamliel the elder one, his grandson was also called Rabbi Gamliel, Batul Kavod de Torah. People no longer stood up when they learned. People were a little bit more lazy and relaxed when they learned. Umeta, Tahira, Uprishut. And purity and abstinence ceased as well. Meaning he was the last one who was known for these midos. Mishamet Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi, Batul Ziv HaKehuna. He was the last of the Kohanim who was incredibly wealthy. He was able to support many other Kohanim and poor people with his wealth. Mishamet Rebbe, when Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, the compiler of the Mishnah, when he passed, Batla Anava v'Yiret Chet, humility and fear of sin ceased with him. The Rav Bar Nura here explains this line was added after Rebbe passed away. Now Rebbe compiled the Mishnayot, not necessarily wrote them down, but compiled which teachings were authoritative into the Mishnayot. And he did not write this. He was Anav, he was very humble, even though he was incredibly rich as well, he was humble. So his students must have put in this line, much like the very end of the Torah Shebiksav, which talks about Moshe passing away. Now the Mishnah adds, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer, Mishacharev Beit HaMikdash, Boshu Chaverim Uvnei Chorin. The Chafu Rosham, he says, the Torah scholars and freemen, those free of Yetzer Hara, they're shamed, they're covering their faces. The nidaldalu anshe maise, men of good deeds, they're weakened. The govru bale zroa, and men who, you know, use their strength and extort from people, they're increasing and improving. Bale lashon, and people are slandering. Ein durish, ve'ein mevakesh, ve'ein shuel. No one seeks and asks and requests the good of the Jewish people. They're not davening for Klal Yisrael. Al mi lanu lishayen, who, upon whom can we rely? Al avinu shebashamayim, only on Hashem in heaven. Rabbi Elezer ha-godol omer, miyom shechar beit hamikdash, from the day the temple was destroyed, sharu chochamim lemechze ke sofroya. So the sages, you know, they lost their level. Now they're just like school teachers. The sofroya, the school teachers, chazanaya, they're like the chazan in the Beit Knesset. You know, they know the Torah scroll, but they don't necessarily know other areas of study. Chazanaya, the chazan in the synagogue, ke'amad ara, they don't know very much at all. They're more like the common people who didn't go to school. The amadara, those common people, Oslo and the Dodala, their learning got even weaker. Ein mevakesh, no one is seeking a way to stop the decline in scholarship. Al mi yesh li shayin, upon whom we rely, al avinu shebashamayim, only on Hashem. Now the Mishnah describes the time in the future before the coming of Mashiach, be'ikvot Mashiach, in the footsteps, the heel of Mashiach, chutzpah yiske, more chutzpah, as we see today, v'yokir yamir. Incredible inflation in prices, hagefen titen pirya, indeed the grape is giving fruits, v'yayin biyokir, but wine is still very expensive, there's more demands, there's logistics problems, supply chain. And the governments will turn to heretical ideas and programs. And no one can rebuke them because, you know, First Amendment problems or the censorship of social media, whatever the problem is. Beit vod yeheliznut, places where the sages used to gather, will turn to harlotry because the sages won't be there to stop them. Hagolil yecharev, northern Israel will be attacked. Hagovlon yishum. Gavlon will be desolate, Anshia Gavul, Yesovavu Meir Lair, Velo Yechonanu. People who live on the borders of Eretz Yisrael, they're going to wander from town to town to try to find food and shelter, but people aren't going to be merciful on them. Baruch Hashem, today in Eretz Yisrael, the people who are refugees from the south, you know, the people are very hospitable, thank God. Vechochmat Sofim Tisrach, the wisdom of scholars will start to rot. Yirechet Yimaesu. The people who actually fear doing sins will be made fun of. Emet tehe ne'aderet, and the truth will be missing. Ne'arim pnei zakenim yalbinu, young people will make white the faces of older people. They'll embarrass them. They'll mock them. Zakenim yamdu mipnei ketonim, old people will have to stand up and honor the younger people because they've been put in charge. Ben minavel av, a son will insult his own father. But kama be'ima kola be'chamota, a daughter will rise against her own mother, you know, to embarrass her and, you know, scoff her, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Oive ish anshe beito, and the pasuk in Micha that a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. There'll be a lot of fighting in every house. Pnei hador pnei akelev, the face of the generation is like a dog. Now, some say that because of the chutzpah, because dogs are very chutzpahdik, they're not sneas. Some also say that a dog is always looking back at who's holding the leash, that the face of the generation, the politicians, the media, they're always looking at the opinion polls and doing whatever, you know, might feel right at the moment instead of what's actually correct. Haben eno mitbayish mi'aviv, a son will not be ashamed of his own from his own father. Al mi yesh lanu lishen, al avinu shebashamayim. We have no one to rely on, no human to rely on. We can only rely only on Hashem. Finally, another teaching of Pinchas ben Yair. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer, zrizut medbia didei nikiut. Being zoriz, being alacritous and quick to act, brings to cleanliness. Nikiut mevila de tahara. Cleanliness leads to purity. Tahara mevila de prishut. Purity leads to abstinence from sin and pleasure. Prishut mevila de kedusha. This brings to kedusha, to holiness. Kedusha mevila de anova. Holiness leads to humility. Which leads to fear of sin. Yirat mevile de chasidut, which leads to true piety, going beyond what's required. Chasidut mevile de ruach hakodesh, which can lead to ruach hakodesh, a lighter level of nevuah, of prophecy. Ruach hakodesh mevile de tchet metim, and this divine spirit will inspire people to bring about events that will lead to the tchias amesim, the resurrection of the dead, the coming of Mashiach. Tchias amesim, Ba al yaday Eliyahu zachor latov. Amen. And this will be brought about by Eliyahu Anavi, who is remembered for the good. Amen. So basically, this final teaching is a way to undo the damage. And we haven't gone into detail here because there's an entire book about this called Misilat Yesharim, Misilas Yesharim by the Ramchal. It's a required read, and it basically explains how to put this teaching, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, this step-by-step program to be a better human being and a better Jew, how to really do it, how to put it into practice. Highly recommended. Misilat Yesharim, you can't go wrong. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we start Gittin. Tizkulim Mitzvot, Mazal Tov.